This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of deep winter, the fourth week of the tufted titmouse moon, and the first week of the sun in Aquarius, the traditional time of the January thaw. And even though some of the coldest days of winter still lie ahead, the advance of spring quickens in the lengthening days, and the likelihood of a major winter thaw grows stronger. Crows know all about the expanding daylight. Their migration cycle typically starts at the early edge of night's retreat. This is also the week that opossums and raccoons become more active, and they often appear at night along the back roads. And once you sight these small mammals, then you know for sure late winter is on the way. Skunk cabbage is up in the swamps, blackened by cold sometimes, but still strong. Watercress often holds on in the streams. In the pastures, basal leaves of thistles and mullein are deep green beneath the snow. In town, winter-blooming hellebores blossom in the warmest microclimates. On the hillsides, the springs are clear and vegetation bright. New chickweed covers parts of the bottomlands. Foliage of sweet rocket and leaf cup is lush and tall, waiting for April and May. As you walk through the wetlands in a January thaw, small pale moths may follow you, and you might even see crayfish crawling along through the shallow water. In the dooryards, snowdrops have come up, many with their pale white bud-like tips showing. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late winter. In the meantime, go outside when the thaw arrives. Listen for crows, look for chickweed in the woods. Whatever you see could be a sign of spring. Poor Will's Almanac for 2022, which contains over 50 of the radio segments heard on Why So through the years, is now available on Amazon or from www.poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.